This is Wade Rathke, the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Greece's black market is estimated at 20 to 25% of the gross domestic product, as more people have stopped reporting their income to avoid paying taxes that by some estimates have risen to 70% of an individual's gross income. As of last month, unpaid taxes in Greece had soared to 95 billion euros, up from 76 billion 2 years ago. Indonesia has turned over management and title of forest to 9 indigenous peoples in their country. New draft procedures would allow authorities to seek expedited deportation proceedings to anyone who's been in the country more than 2 weeks instead of the current up to 2 years. Another new provision would be immediately to return Mexican immigrants who are apprehended at the border back home, pending the outcome of their deportation hearings, rather than house them on U.S. property, an effort that would save detention space and other resources. On Amazon.com, Ivanka Trump's perfume suddenly jumped to the top spot on the list of the online retailer's best-selling fragrances, as first reported by conservative news site Townhole, in reaction to other calls for boycott. A recent national evaluation showed that a year of Head Start produced tangible benefits. For example, Head Start four-year-olds scored significantly higher on 3 of the most widely used literacy assessments than did similarly disadvantaged children who'd been placed on Head Start wait list. The benefits were enough to cut in half the gap in pre-reading skills between Head Start students and the national average for children of the same age. Republicans are targeting the fact that official time is spent on union business at federal facilities, including the VA hospitals, where one-third of the time is used, despite the fact that administrations and others say that it improves productivity. A Democrat on the Federal Election Commission is quitting her term early because of the gridlock that has gripped the panel, offering President Trump an unexpected chance to shape political spending rules. Traditionally, Senate Democrats would name the next one, but the president makes the appointment. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 190 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.